Hi everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at Mercury's square with Uranus, which is perfecting shortly. So I'm going to go ahead and put this up on the real-time clock. This is actually a preview of the Sun's upcoming square to Uranus, which is happening just after the Sun has opposed Saturn and Mercury has opposed Saturn. So now that we're getting past the Saturn dynamic, here you can see both the Sun and Mercury passing over the opposition to Saturn, a little heavier transit. The nice part is that after the after the rain comes through, the Saturnine rains, the clouds break and the Sun comes back out, in a sense, because the Uranus dynamic with both Mercury and the Sun is significantly lighter. So let's take a look at that. First of all, you can see here's Mercury coming through the square to Uranus. This is Tuesday, August 3rd. And if we go forward by one day between now and tomorrow at this time, Mercury will have passed through the square to Uranus. So that's a pretty dynamic square. It's happening very quickly today into tomorrow. And again, it's kind of a foreshadow of what's coming later in the week when we see the Sun go through the exact same square. So you can see that is happening on Friday, August 6th, into Saturday, August 7th. So a lot of Uranus action this week. We have, two big squares to Uranus right after these oppositions to Saturn. The way that I like to think about this is whatever limitations, constraints, whatever maybe more depressive or oppressive elements we've been dealing with, having faced those, we're now ready to, we've digested them and we're ready to move on. We're ready for a breakthrough, an insight, an inspiration to come through and kind of put us back into motion again. And it's interesting that by Sunday, we have a new moon. So the new moon is also going to be happening in a square with Uranus. This new moon will be catalyzing the actions, insights, breakthroughs that we're having at the tail end of this moon cycle this week. In other words, as both Mercury and the Sun square Uranus. So there's a lot of dynamic energy coming through this week that should motivate us out of the doldrums of the Saturn opposition and really get things rolling in, I think, a healthy direction at the start of the new moon cycle. So at any rate, today we're going to take a look at Mercury's square to Uranus and just give you a sense of what you might experience today into tomorrow. First of all, maybe the most important one, or the one that I'm used to seeing, I should say, the one that I see the most with, over the years of doing tracking transits and reading charts for people and so forth, is when Mercury and Uranus get together, there are often outbursts of communication. And by outbursts of communication, they could be very, very positive. So don't get me wrong. But they come unexpectedly and they serve to break some kind of stagnation, especially with Mercury coming off from the opposition to Saturn. So this idea of a breakthrough in thinking, a breakthrough in communicating, communicating something with Mercury and Leo that comes from our sense of pride or ego, our sense of individual purpose, our individual needs, our need for recognition or autonomy, agency and authority, and the need to, kind of push through some perceived limitations or to finally sort of have it out. So something that comes on suddenly, quickly, with an aura of defiance, rebellion, with the need to assert oneself, to assert individuality, to defend, protect, or uphold one's sense of pride or ego. So this kind of outburst of communication is a distinct possibility for Uranus and Mercury. The other thing that we have to look for are the qualities Mercury in Leo in general with Uranus can come across, just the aura or energy of it in the environment, can come across as defiant, original, strong, authoritative, bold, potentially egotistical, with a sense that I'm playing by nobody's rules but my own, especially when it comes to mind, speech, communication. Now, any kind of announcement that would be made that would serve as a shocking announcement or an exciting or inspiring announcement, or a sudden change of direction that is announced, or a sudden piece of communication that's delivered. So Also, anytime that we want to say or do something original, I want to break from the status quo and say or do something that's utterly unique, entirely me, Mercury, Uranus, especially with Mercury and Leo, anything that might constitute a revolution of technology. For example, you have to replace a laptop or a cell phone, or you're getting one that's lighter weight, or you're getting one that serves a very particular purpose at work, or, you know, maybe in the workplace, you're being given a new, company, tablet or something like that. Anything that could constitute a revolution in terms of how you're doing business, what kind of technology that you're using, anything also that would constitute a sudden decision, a sudden snap, instant, okay, not going to do this, I'm going to do that. Any kind of intellectual or mental breakthrough in our understanding of something, or the ability to suddenly use a new skill, like if you've been practicing something over and over and over again and you're not getting it, and then suddenly it clicks, that's a Mercury-Uranus dynamic. Also, if you're in the midst of communicating with someone and there's a breakdown or a conflict of egos, or just a sudden break off in communication, if someone were to suddenly send a text saying, don't call me back, right? Mercury Uranus potentially. If someone were to call and say, you know what, I'm going to look somewhere else. Thanks for, they were going to give you a bid for a job or something. I found someone, thank you anyway. Okay. So like this, the breaking of records in sports. Okay. If you break a record that's been held for a long time, in the Olympics, maybe someone breaks a record. Remember that Mercury was traditionally associated with sports. And so anything that could constitute some kind of breakthrough or sudden change in the sporting world, in the world of competition, or in marketplaces as well, as Mercury was also associated with markets and the exchange of money and goods and services. Any kind of invention or idea that could make things easier, or that could set you free. Also, this idea, generally speaking, of individuation and ideas or thoughts or insights that appear suddenly with the purpose of helping you to be more of your true self, or to help you feel less inhibited. Anything involving electricity. Sometimes there's going to be, again, like a new skill or ability or a breakthrough in something you're practicing or learning. So those are all probably the most common Mercury-Uranus dynamics. I love Mercury-Uranus because one of the things that tends to happen for me is wherever I have been feeling stuck, and sometimes I don't even realize that I'm feeling stuck in maybe a certain area in my life, when Mercury-Uranus comes through, it's as though there's just this light bulb turning on upstairs in a place where, it's been dark for a while. I'm like, oh yeah, it's kind of stagnant. It's been kind of stagnant in this area. The light's back on, and now suddenly I feel like I'm having new ideas and insights about how to approach a problem or how to get unstuck. And I love those moments because suddenly I feel just, 10 times better. I feel like lighter, and suddenly it's like there's inspiration to move forward where I've been stuck somewhere. If you're a writer, these are great moments because these are typically the moments where the muse, just the lightning strikes and you sit down to write and you know where you want to go, and you feel good about where you're going, or you suddenly decide you're going to take your character in a new direction or something like that. I think for any kind of artist, Mercury Uranus tends to show up as the original insight that helps you move through a creative block. Mercury square Uranus can also be that person. It's kind of Socratic, like asking questions, doubting everything, resisting authority. But you do have to be careful of, I can't accept any kind of authority or guidance. I can't, accept any kind of help or wisdom from someone who knows more than myself, some kind of hubris. I'm going to invent something or do something or use something that will overcome, like taking shortcuts basically that may have karmic kind of penalties associated with them. So hubris, potentially sort of tempting the fates or the gods with some kind of defiant, some kind of defiant attitude, like a little bit like Icarus flying too high to the sun. Mercury Uranus can get high on what it can do and be resistant to the idea that there still exists limitations. And there are always limitations. Right now, we might be moving a little bit more on the side of moving through limitations because Mercury is just coming off from the opposition to Saturn. And so I think probably more, we're more on the side of moving through a feeling of exhaustion or limitation or stuckness. And, that'll move, we'll move through that with the sun squaring Uranus as well. There's going to be another big burst of a lot of these same themes coming in Friday and Saturday. And then the new moon on Sunday will square Uranus. So we'll be back to talk about more of these as the week goes on. For today, I just wanted to give you guys a quick feel for the Mercury Uranus dynamic. If you have any stories you want to share, just put hashtag grab. And we'll reflect on, you know, how the planets showed up in your life. We do have an email address that's set up, and we're just a few last things that we're trying to get organized here. So we're setting up kind of like a spreadsheet to archive everything before we get the inbox set up, because once we get it set up and we give it out to people, we'll get flooded. So we're just making sure we have organization structure in place to filter and kind of sort everything that comes in. But we have an email address set up for people who want to share stories. And that should be coming later this week or next week, where we will actually start. I'll start doing videos where I share some of your stories. We have some really good ones. I just have to laugh because some of them are so absurd. It's like, you can't make this stuff up. Anyway, thank you guys for sharing yours. Put hashtag grabbed if you have a story. Tell your story if you don't mind us sharing it. How have these make sure you include the transit combination like Mercury Uranus so that we know which transit you're talking about. Okay, that's what I've got for today. We will see you guys again tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Bye.